What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day. So we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. We are now hearing that Colonial Pipeline Company paid nearly $5 million to what are now being described as Eastern European hackers last Friday. Now, this contradicts reports earlier this week that the company had no intention of paying the extortion fee to help restore the country's largest fuel pipeline. But the company did pay the hefty ransom in untraceable cryptocurrency within hours after the attack. Now, once they received the payment, the hackers provided Colonial Pipeline with a decrypting tool to restore the disabled computer network, but it turned out the tool was so slow that the company had to go back to using its own backups to restore the system. And so they probably would have been better off not paying the ransom to begin with. Now, interesting little observation. This is from the Gateway Pundit. The same FBI that pushed the Trump-Russia hoax for 3 years and then exaggerated the Russia 2020 election threat is now out there trying to convince us that Russia is to blame for the pipeline hack. And no, I'm sorry. If the FBI told me it was a sunny day, I would feel obliged to take a raincoat. Meanwhile, as of right now, as of airtime, over 15,000 gas stations are out of fuel nationwide. And I don't feel I should have to say this again, but I'm going to. I'm seeing all these videos and photos of people saving gas in ordinary plastic shopping bags. It's one of the dumbest things that you can do. You should not be doing it. For one thing, the gasoline will etch right through those plastic bags and get onto your car trunk or your garage floor or wherever you're keeping it. So if you're going to stockpile gasoline, you need a proper gas container. And even then, just so that you understand this, gasoline does not keep for very long. You can buy a special preservative to put in the gasoline to make it last like about 6 months, and it will still work in your car or lawnmower or snowmobile after that. But it does not store indefinitely. Story coming out of Scoopy Web saying that East Coast gas supplies could take as long as 2 weeks to return to normal. And we're seeing the shortages from Houston all the way up the East Coast. Now, it hasn't really hit here in Indiana yet, but we are exercising the appropriate caution. Speaking of the appropriate caution, according to Zero Hedge, the Biden-Harris administration is actually looking at the possibility of using foreign tankers to move domestic fuel supplies, load them up down in Houston, bring them on up to the coast, and offload there until the pipeline is back at full capacity. So we'll see what's going to happen with that one. Taking advantage of the crisis for political reasons, Biden's energy secretary, Granholm, is out there saying, well, if you drove an electric car, this would not be affecting you. Well, actually, yes, it would, because at some point the electricity to charge that car has to be generated. And in this country, that is still, for the most part, coal and oil and gas-fired power plants. Okay. Now, getting on down to Maricopa, things are getting very intense there. There are now three known serious issues in the Republican audit of Maricopa County. According to a letter from Karen Fan, who's president of the Arizona State Senate, sent to the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, the county continues to flout valid legislative subpoenas, refuses to hand over virtual images of routers. The county has also allegedly failed to provide the passwords necessary to access vote tabulation devices for the audits. And attorneys from Maricopa County have refused to produce virtual images of routers used in connection with the general election. Now, a second issue flagged by the audit has to do with the, shall we say, anomalies in the chain of custody for the ballots. And the letter says the county has yet to provide chain of custody documentation. Bags storing the ballots were not sealed. Batch dividers are missing. Ballot boxes were sealed with regular tape rather than tamper evidence seals. And this was a big issue if you've ever seen that HBO documentary Hacking Democracy. And they demonstrated how these so-called seals for the ballot boxes could be peeled right off and put right back on again without leaving a trace. Now, the third issue, and this is a major one, the entire database directory from the EMS primary voting machine has been deleted. This means subpoenaed data has been erased. And according to the audit, there is also evidence that the main database for all election-related data for the 2020 general election has been removed. And according to a story that we are seeing coming on out of Creative Destruction Media, Maricopa County deleted the database 10 days prior to turning over the equipment for the audit. Gee, got something to hide there, people? So it's getting more and more obvious they are trying to cover up. Maybe not the fact that the election was stolen, but they're definitely trying to hide the evidence of who exactly was behind it so that they, they're obviously now more afraid of prosecution than they are of the election being reversed. And there was another incident that happened back in November, and that was when dumpster divers found shredded ballots in Maricopa County. The incident came to light shortly after the election. The county commissioner said, "Oh, they're ballots from like years and years ago. We just happened to completely by coincidence shred them on the night of the election." Getting into other stories, over at National File, there is a video, and it's from Black Lives Matter, and it shows a Black Lives Matter insurrectionist screaming he can't wait until black people lynch white people. So it is a call to violence, and the protester was screaming at an onlooker, "I can't wait until black people hang you." It's definitely a call to violence here, certainly much more obvious than the one that they tried the second impeachment of Donald Trump for. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog, the Black Lives Matter organization is now shaking down the entire nation for cash, demanding direct cash payments from government, or they will start burning down cities. They're running a little extortion racket there. Okay, so why aren't we seeing arrests? Another story, this one coming on out of Patriot Rising. Why is the government still hiding video footage from the January 6th protest up at the Capitol building? And Republicans and the corporate media, certainly the independent media, should demand the release of all the footage from all the cameras at the Capitol building that day, because we still don't know exactly what happened. We don't know who shot Ashley Babbitt. And it's very obvious the government wants to hide something about what happened on that day. Getting into COVID-19, which is still out there. The CDC is confirming even more cases of the rare blood clot disorder linked to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They have confirmed 28 new cases, including 6 in men, of a rare blood clotting disorder in adults who received the J&J vaccine. And Dr. Tom Shimabukuro, the deputy director of the Immunization Safety Office at the CDC, presented the new cases on Wednesday at a meeting of a panel of advisors to the CDC. The figure is an increase from the previous 15 confirmed cases, all of which were actually in women that were reported in last month's meeting. So there we are. Dr. Ryan Cole, owner and operator of Cole Diagnostics, is out there saying that we have seen more deaths from this current vaccine than all vaccines in the last 20 years combined. And it is. We're back in 1976 territory, the swine flu debacle, where the vaccine turned out to be killing more people than the virus was. And it looks like we're getting close to that again. And as a reminder to all those drones over at social media who are shutting down posts urging caution about getting the vaccine, all of these deaths and injuries and illnesses are on your soul. And you can't bail out of it by saying you were just following the orders of your bosses. The Nazis tried that excuse at Nuremberg, and they were still hanged. Story coming on out of Global Research up in Canada. The Children's Health Defense and Parental Rights Foundation are preparing to jointly file a lawsuit challenging the Washington, D.C. Minor Consent for Vaccinations Amendment Act of 2020 as unconstitutional. Now, this law allows children 11 and older to be vaccinated at school without the knowledge or consent of the parent. And under the new law, even if the parent has previously submitted a written exemption statement, school officials may secretly administer vaccines to the child against the parent's written directive. Boy, they are desperate to get this stuff into everybody's arm, aren't they? Kind of makes you wild. I love this story. Over in India, they had this health ambassador, and he's a former comedian, entertainer, and he got his COVID-19 vaccine live on TV in late April to show everybody how safe it is, and then he died 2 days later. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. This Saturday, May 15th, there is going to be the second annual global protest over COVID restrictions. And this Saturday, people in more than 40 countries will participate in the second worldwide demonstration protesting the unprecedented COVID-19 restrictions that have severely curtailed basic human rights, calling for an end to this ubiquitous public incarceration. And I absolutely agree with that. Top scientists, more than a dozen influential infectious disease and vaccine experts, are saying the first round of jabs may be enough to protect against COVID-19, refuting the big pharma claims that regular shots will likely be needed. Of course, they're talking about their bottom line. They don't want a healthy population. They just want repeat customers. Over in Ohio, their governor has lifted the COVID mandates, and he's using federal funds for a $1 million lottery-style drawing for vax recipients. If you are in Ohio and you get vaccinated, you are entered into this lottery where you could win some very, very large prizes. Another way of people convincing people to get the shot. Up in Canada, they're moving to bar people with unpaid COVID fines from getting or renewing a driver's license. This came out just before we went to airtime. The CDC has now announced, this is from the CDC, fully vaccinated Americans can officially ditch their masks indoors. The CDC says it's safe for people who've had their shots to go maskless anywhere except inside crowded places like planes and hospitals. So we're free of the masks, according to the CDC. Meanwhile, the CDC has changed the rules for accounting what are called breakthrough cases. These are cases of COVID occurring in people who have been vaccinated, and there are a lot of them happening. More fully vaccinated people are testing positive. So now the CDC is saying to maximize the quality of the data, they will stop reporting COVID breakthrough infections that don't result in hospitalization or death. In other words, they're going to hide from you the number of people who've been vaccinated who then test positive for COVID. As long as they don't go to the hospital or die, you don't need to know, according to the CDC. Now, this leads us to the next article from Zero Hedge about how the credibility of the CDC is eroding after the agency failed to update its pandemic mask guidance, as well as recent accusations that powerful teachers' unions are dictating CDC policy in terms of school reopenings. And that certainly seems true. And that may be the reason CDC rushed out this decision on the masks, is to try and get away from that accusation. Now, ever since COVID first showed up, a lot of people have wondered where it came from. Did it really come from this wet market in China? Did it come from the Wuhan Virology Laboratory? And anytime anybody suggested that, a year of claiming this is misinformation, the Washington Compost is now saying that COVID accidentally escaped the Chinese lab in Wuhan. And I recall a certain radio host saying exactly the same thing, oh, about a year ago, I think. Meanwhile, Ann Coulter is out there saying she will not be silenced. The experts were wrong, and that COVID could have come from the Wuhan lab after all. And where this is really starting to spark up is, what was the Wuhan lab's connection with American laboratories and especially American scientists? And Tucker Carlson did a segment calling for a criminal investigation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is now facing questions over his role in approving funding of research at the Wuhan Virology Lab that the coronavirus may have escaped from. So this may have been a biological weapon in development, not a very effective one, obviously, but before it was really ready to go, somebody accidentally released it. They stepped on a beaker or something and walked out of the building with it. House Republicans, led by Representative Warren Davidson, have introduced the Fauci's Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal Act. The acronym for that is FIRED. It has the support of several conservatives, including Representatives Chip Roy, Andy Big, and Ralph Norman. It would set a retroactive 12-year term limit on the National Institutes the NIAID director, which Fauci has held on to since 1984. And if the bill becomes law, Fauci would be immediately forced to leave his job. So I love that acronym, FIRED. That's a lot of money. Down in Florida, a little bit of good news. Governor DeSantis is issuing a full blanket pardon to all citizens of Florida being prosecuted for failing to wear masks or socially distance from each other. And apparently this was a surprise announcement on Fox News. There was a couple that were arrested for not enforcing COVID rules at their gym, and DeSantis showed up and said, "You are hereby pardoned, pardoned, pardoned." And I think that's a really good thing. By the way, before we hit the commercial break, a reminder that back in 2009, Pfizer paid $2.3 billion in the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history, which included bribing doctors to promote their medication. So if you want to trust that shot, go ahead. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time,
money, and energy?
If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each
of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. Let's talk about what's going on over in Israel and Palestine. It is ugly and getting uglier. So far, the death toll from Gaza is 65, including 16 children. Seven people have been killed in Israel. And actually, Gaza's health ministry, they're saying it's 83 Palestinians have been killed, 17 children, and 487 wounded. It's ugly out there. And as we mentioned the other day, the United States has vetoed a United Nations resolution condemning Israel's aggression against Gaza. Okay. Now, story came out just before we went to airtime here. This is from Sputnik News. The Israeli army is preparing for ground operation in Gaza Strip. And that goes together with this other story out of Zero Hedge about Israel orders massive reinforcement of reserve troops to quell riots. Ground forces amass near Gaza. Now, what I think is going on, some years ago, the government of Israel kind of made this nudge-nudge, wink-wink deal where they would allow the Palestinians to have the Gaza Strip And in exchange, the rest of the world would turn a blind eye to the increasing encroachment of these settlements on Palestinian land in the West Bank. And when that deal went on down, Israel abandoned the Gaza Strip. They basically blew up anything of any real value there on their way out. And I predicted back then, there is no way that Israel is not going to want to retake the Gaza Strip somewhere down the road once those illegal settlements in the West Bank are facts on the ground as they are today. And so I think we're going to see that happen. They're going to go on in and just clean out the Gaza Strip and say it's now part of Israel again. By the way, a lot of people were speculating that Netanyahu was kicking up all this violence as a desperate attempt to hang on to power, and it may be working because the multi-party coalition government that was going to form to oust him has put that plan on hold, as of reports we got earlier today. So Bibi Netanyahu is once again hanging on to power, no matter how many people have to be killed for it, either Palestinian or Israeli. Yesterday, Hamas offered a ceasefire deal for both sides to quit. Netanyahu has rejected this saying, you know, that they're preparing for the Gaza ground invasion, and says they will not stop. So, yeah, they're going to take back Gaza here. A top Israeli official, a gentleman by the name of Bennett, said Hamas can surrender or we'll hunt down every commander and every post until we win. So the chair is the rhetoric is out there. This is going to get really, really violent. And according to a story from Electronic Intifada, Israel has been caught misusing old videos to justify what's going on in Gaza. And the Israeli government posted this 2.5-year-old video that was shot in Syria, claiming it is current events in Gaza in order to justify its ongoing bombing campaign that has been going on since Monday. And the exact same video had been posted on YouTube on the 22nd of December 2019 by a user who indicated that it was filmed at Marat al-Numan, a city in northeastern Syria. So this is a very familiar propaganda tactic being used by Israel. Just find a bloody video and say, oh, this is what's happening now. We're justified in doing what we are doing. In other international news here, Tuesday, the Russian Air Force sortied at least one Sukhoi 30 interceptor to trail a trio of French warplanes flying in international airspace over the Black Sea. The French formation included a C-135 FR tanker and two Mirage 2000D fighters. The Kremlin released a video of the encounter, which showed the French fighters were packing high-tech surveillance pods under the wings. And apparently they were mapping out Russian radars along the coastline there, trying to get intelligence ahead of a potential invasion here. Okay, story coming on out of AutoEvolution.com, and it's talking about the U.S. Army has been given the green light to deliver what's called the Common Infrared Countermeasure System. This is a countermeasure system to dazzle and confuse and thwart incoming missiles that rely on infrared tracking to find their target. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economic news now. And there is a story that came out of Zero Hedge. And the headline pretty much says it all. The U.S. spends 90% more than it collects in the first 7 months of fiscal 2021. In other words, they're spending almost twice as much as they have actually coming on in. And they go into some other numbers inside the article. And they're talking about the almost $1 trillion the U.S. spent in March for the latest fiscal stimulus. But the reality is, you know, and, you know, this Saturday is the deadline for, you know, the income tax this year. And we're all taxed too much. And one of the reasons taxes are as high as they are is we have a government that habitually spends more than it takes on in. Now, when the income tax was first passed, it was really a very tiny amount, and that's why people really didn't get upset about it. But over the years, it's just grown and grown and grown and grown, and it doesn't matter how much you're paying in taxes when the government is showing no fiscal responsibility whatsoever, spending like there's no tomorrow, and figuring, oh, the next generation is going to take care of this problem somehow. They keep kicking that can down the road to the point where it doesn't even look like a can anymore. It looks like an old beat-up gum wrapper or something. Another article on the same topic. This is from Patriot Rising, and it's called Clown Numbers. Record taxes, record spending, and record deficit continue. And they're looking at the first 7 months of the fiscal 2021, which is October through April. They're referring to the monthly Treasury statement. federal tax revenues hit a record of $2 trillion for the period, but spending climbed to $4 trillion. And that's really been the problem all along is, you know, when you and I, you know, have so much money in the bank, when we run out of that money, we have to stop spending. That's just the normal way of things. Our government has a credit card called the Federal Reserve. And unfortunately, you and I get the bill for that. And they haven't even tried to pay down the principal in decades. They're just barely able to keep up with the interest. And the reason the Federal Reserve is opposed to a full audit of their books is they don't want you, the American people, to realize just how wealthy they have become on the backs of the American working class. So that's where that is right now. Story coming on out, well, it's a YouTube video. Corn prices are up roughly 50% so far this year, and the warning signs are sounding. There's going to be horrific food inflation. We had a story we talked about earlier in the week where we could see 40% of our disposable income just being spent on eating. Now, as if we didn't have enough problems with the Colonial Pipeline disaster, up in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has given Canada 1 week to shut down another pipeline that runs through Michigan. This is breaking a 44-year-old treaty, and this in turn would cause propane shortages in Michigan and fuel shortages in Ontario and Quebec. And you have to wonder, what is Gretchen thinking that she's doing that at this particular time? Now, we've been talking about United States infrastructure and its deplorable condition, and we got a really good illustration of that because there is a bridge. It's on the I-40, and it links Arkansas and Tennessee, and it was recently inspected, and they found this gigantic crack in one of the main stress-bearing components of the bridge. So they've had to shut it down. They shut it down Tuesday afternoon. They're calling this crack a significant fracture, and it's in one of the two 900-foot-long horizontal steel beams that are crucial to the bridge's integrity. Needless to say, this has created a huge logistical nightmare for people having to go around and find other ways to get across the river there. But they're saying it's probably going to be a couple of months before they can reopen the bridge. They promise they're going to make sure the bridge is safe before it's reopened. But again, you know, as if our supply chains didn't have enough problems. Alrighty. Now, a little bit of good news. Stories coming out of UNS.com. And it notes that all of a sudden, ordinary Americans are getting involved in the debate regarding critical race theory. They're recognizing it as anti-white and, you know, Marxist in nature. And there is this grassroots movement at the state and local level that is forcing state legislatures and school boards to back down from supporting this communist doctrine. And the corporate media is out there trying to explain things to the peasants who don't want their children harmed, but it's not working very well. In fact, over in America's wealthiest county in Virginia, they're getting ready. In fact, they've launched a campaign to recall the entire school board for infecting their children with critical race theory. And I hope they succeed. It's absolute brainwashing. It's not a cure for racism. It, in fact, is going to increase racial tension in our society. Over in Oklahoma City, their school board has rejected the new anti-critical race theory law, saying it only exists to protect white fragility, those white people that are so tender and delicate and, you know, they're so upset over critical race theory and we shouldn't pay attention to them. Out in California, you're going to love this one. California's gun grabbers are actually considering softening the gun crime laws because more persons of color are violating them. So their solution to the disproportionate number of violent criminals of color in the prisons is to make the crimes they're committing less serious so they'll get less jail time, all in the name of equity. And of course, that tells you gun crime is actually going to go up because the deterrent value of a gun crime conviction is being taken away. Getting into some science news here, they had a big earthquake down in Panama, magnitude 6.0. Some buildings collapsed. We're not hearing if there was any damage to either the existing canal or the new one the Chinese are just bringing online. You know, a sufficient quake could bring down a landslide at what's called the Galliard Cut, which is a very geologically unstable area right in the middle of the original canal. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Last week, we had a tropical storm form called Andres. It was the earliest named storm to develop in the eastern Pacific Ocean, surpassing Storm Adrian back in 2017. Andres became a tropical storm just about a week ago, according to the National Weather Service, and it had sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and moved out to sea at 6 miles per hour. Now, the reason for this is this is signaling that there's going to be another busy hurricane season. And there was another article floating around today about how down in Louisiana, they're already trying to take steps to protect against major storms coming ashore there. A lot of people have been talking about the GMO mosquitoes that have been released in Florida. And the idea is that they've got these genetically engineered mosquitoes that are going to mate with wild mosquitoes and prevent them from reproducing in an effort to basically drive them extinct, including the specific species Aedes aegypti, a mosquito species that carries dengue and yellow fever virus. And we can certainly hope it works, but a lot of people are very, very concerned that, you know, a mistake with GMO and we could have super mosquitoes out there carrying even worse diseases. I saw another article that came through today where the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to allow the release of GMO trees into the wild. And that actually reminds me of a project I tried to do back in college when I wanted to genetically splice the marijuana plant with the redwood trees. And it would have revolutionized the lawn furniture industry, I'm sure. Anyway, out in space, specifically the asteroid Bennu, NASA's OSIRIS-REx mission has started its two-year journey home, carrying samples of the asteroid. It will have to circle the sun twice, covering 1.4 billion miles to catch up with planet Earth. And so that will be interesting to get that material back on Earth and analyze it. I'm a little less sanguine about this story. And it's from space.com. NASA wants a Mars sample return mission. And they're planning to bring a sample of Mars back to Earth in 2031. And the concern there is that a lot of people, and I am one of them, are convinced there is indigenous life on Mars based on the results from the labeled release experiment on the Viking landers. And we've seen this weird thing with curiosity and perseverance, where NASA keeps saying could have been alive, may have been alive in the past, maybe this, maybe that. They're really afraid to make a definitive statement as to what's going on. And maybe that's because they are feeling embarrassed by the definitive statement they made after Viking that there was no life on Mars. So I know back during the Apollo missions, they spent a lot of money on what was called the Lunar Receiving Laboratory. And that was really kind of a long shot because nobody expected there were going to be any biological samples in the returned moon rocks, but everybody figured, better safe than sorry. And then, of course, when Apollo 11 came back to Earth, they were bouncing around in the ocean so much they couldn't wait to haul them up and put them into the isolated environment. So they cracked open the hatch, and had there really been some kind of a lunar bug out there, it would have escaped at that point. Fortunately, it didn't happen. May not be as easy in terms of a Mars sample, and I am hoping that Mars will treat a potential sample return as a potential biological hazard with all of the due precautions that would require. So we'll see what happens with that. Getting on over to the James Webb Space Telescope, they're still working on that. This is the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. It'll be able to see from the near ultraviolet into the near infrared, and they wound up testing its giant mirror. Unlike the Hubble, where the primary mirror is a single piece, the mirror of the James Webb Space Telescope is in pieces that have to unfold into place to create the final objective. And they ran another test on that. This was the last test ahead of its launch this coming October. And it worked absolutely perfectly. And I hope they have a lot of luck with it. I remember when they put up Hubble and discovered it was nearsighted. A little bit of a goof and an embarrassment there. And I wish them a lot of luck with the James Webb's telescope. And they're planning on launching the James Webb telescope on an Ariane 5 from a site in French Guinea this coming October. Over in Chernobyl, people are starting to get worried because sensors are detecting increased levels of neutrons in an inaccessible chamber at the Chernobyl site, which is an indicator that nuclear fission reactions are taking place spontaneously in the entombed reactor hall. And the signs that fission reactions are occurring 35 years after the original meltdown is a tremendous concern. This was the worst ever nuclear disaster in the world up until Fukushima. And the nuclear fission reactions appear to be taking place in a room that is sealed with concrete and contains a large part of the uranium fuel of the former reactor. So Neil Hyatt, a nuclear materials chemist at the University of Sheffield, said it's like the embers in a barbecue pit. Well, except that it could increase. There has been a breakthrough in batteries. There was actually a different breakthrough reported earlier. As you know, lithium-ion batteries are all the rage right now, and they're used in smartphones and electric cars, and they're really very hip. Somebody has pioneered a lithium metal battery that has a higher capacity and a faster charge time, and now somebody has developed a graphene aluminum ion battery. This is from Brisbane-based Graphene Manufacturing Group. It charges up to 60 times faster than the best lithium-ion cells and holds 3 times the energy of the best aluminum-based cells. They're also safer. There's no upper ampere limit to cause spontaneous overheating. More sustainable and easier to recycle because of the stable base materials. This is sounding like a really, really good idea, and they're planning on rolling out electric vehicle batteries in early 24. So that's going to be a really good idea. Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, area code 512-248-8252. And getting on back to some other news here, wrong page here. We are continuing to hear about more violence, not just in Israel and Palestine, but around the world. There are Palestinian supporters who are out there, and of course Israel supporters are out there trying to beat them down here. And let's see. The World Health Organization is asking for billions of dollars more of taxpayer money for their mass vaccination scheme. Going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New
York. Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And before we start taking phone calls, I have a small announcement to make. We are still working on a live streaming video feed. We're looking at one system very closely, and if we are lucky, it'll be back up and running on Monday's show. But in the meantime, I am recording these programs yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and sending them over to Ron Gibson for his video archive, so you can still see the programs and see my handsome face if you want over there at Ron Gibson's archive there. All right, let's go to the phones here, and we're going to start with Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you guys. Good day to everybody. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is I just was going through watching this. I was going through the news networks, and CNN was talking about there's going to be a blood moon at the end of the month. There's going to be a blood moon. I guess it's going to last for 30 days. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, they can talk about a blood moon, but they won't talk about all the blood and violence that BLM and Antifa's created. And then, Mike, I was looking at Newsmax, and Newsmax just happened to have a report about Chicago. Tuesday and Wednesday in a 24-hour period, 15 shot, 6 dead. Again, that's only on a Tuesday, Wednesday. The weekend's not even here, and they're reporting on that. Then I looked at and I saw it on Breitbart. So, I mean, it's on Breitbart, it's on Newsmax. I haven't checked out the Drudge Sludge report, the Kosher report, but I'm sure that they're probably even say something about eventually they're going to have to start talking to these leftist communist networks. They're going to have to talk about the violence in the inner cities of our country. They want to talk about Israel, but CNN sure does tell you about all the violence that the Palestinians and Israelis are talking about, but they don't say nothing, not a damn thing about all the inner city violence going on throughout this country. Like I said, Mike, 15 shot, they're talking about a blood, the CNN's talking about a blood moon, but they won't talk about the violence. So, Newsmax is talking about 15 shot in a 24-hour period in Chicago. So I just think that's very interesting, really crazy. And another thing, Mike, is I want to get back to immigration. And before I go there, here in South Florida, I don't have you heard what happened with the news crew on South Beach?
No, I did not.
Yeah, on South Beach, they had like four reporters attacked by like 30 I guess, like, I don't know if they're Antifa or whatever they are. They attacked the whole news crew. It's all over South Florida news right now, so you can check that out. Mm-hmm. You'll see, you'll hear about it. They attacked like four of the news crew, cast over Channel 7. They attacked them. It was like poetic justice. All these licky, kissy, touchy, feely, you know, news networks here getting attacked by a violent group over in South Beach. So I just thought that was interesting. Yeah, and Mike, another thing is, you know, we heard yesterday a lady got a show for Sunday. That's wonderful. You know,
yes,
but I also got
her
a couple
show
names
on Sunday.
I think, you know, Miles might be a good guy to get a show. Or, you know, and we haven't heard from that guy, Paul, in New York. Paul would probably be pretty good. You know, Paul brings up some interesting points on race. So I think Paul would be good on that because he's pretty knowledgeable about what's going on with that.
Okay, well, Tom, you know, those decisions are up to John Stadmiller. We got to take a break for station identification. Don't hang up. I'm going to bring you back after these few words.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.